Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, with the kick-starting of the whole Charlie Sheen 9/11 controversy, and on the heels of that, the international explosion as Rosie O'Donnell went public with her questions about 9/11 being an inside job. A lot of other news has been coming out surrounding this. There's been a big hoax out of the Russian newspaper Pravda. Now, growing up, we were all taught that Pravda put out a lot of disinformation. And sometimes they put out real info, but sometimes it's total disinfo. A lot of research has been done over the weekend. We've known about it for 2 days. It's been up for just about 3 days. On Pravda's website, saying that Don Imus was going to go public on 9/11, and so that's why he was burned. Now, as soon as I heard that on Saturday, and as soon as I went and read the article, my gut level was it was a fraud, number one, because it was Pravda. Number two, Don Imus, the last time I saw him a few months ago, was saying, just basically kill all the Arabs, nuke them, bomb them, hail Israel, and hail the New World Order. So I really didn't see him going public on 9/11. So that didn't fit. And then 9/11 blogger and others, a whole horde of investigators descended on the supposed audio files of his show when he supposedly said it, and they're reporting, and they're good at ferreting things out, group team effort, that it is indeed a hoax, which is not surprising. Drudge has fallen for the hoax, but it is being carried by a major paper, so did he fall for a hoax? In a way, he did, because we didn't fall for it, but, we've fallen for a couple hoaxes. We normally find out about it in a few hours, though. Drudge has had this up since yesterday. So we will go over that article out of Pravda. Interesting to analyze the anatomy of a hoax. And then we'll get into the new Rosie O'Donnell developments. I was told, well, I've got to take my time on this and be careful about what I say. But we can tell you she has obviously been under massive pressure from ABC to shut up. There is a, quote, neocon producer managing things and trying to rule over with an iron fist. So all the neocons calling for censorship have been having a victory. And Hot Air, the Michelle Malkin Pentagon operation, had a huge celebration yesterday saying, good, she's agreeing to shut up. We celebrate this in America now. Oh, good, she's being stifled. Oh, we'll sleep better at night. Oh, our Pentagon op is working well. And this is from a person who writes books in defense of camps and says everybody needs to be put in concentration camps. She just fits in nicely with John Yoo, who writes memos up saying they can torture children, or Alberto Gonzalez saying Bush is the king. Literally, it says that. And then a top Princeton law expert, Marine Corps colonel, and a conservative gives a speech saying the president is not above the Congress and the people, and he's on a no-fly list. I mean, that's who we're dealing with here. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? America is the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the spirit of liberty, the Declaration of Independence. If we don't have that, we're just more dirt. And it is despicable. And I've had enough of Michelle Malkin and Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Neil Bortz and all of this un-American filth wrapping themselves in the flag and in the dead troops' names and the dead firemen's names and the dead policemen's names when their bosses blew those buildings to kingdom come. And you call for camps and my arrest and Fetzer's arrest and Mark Cuban's arrest and Charlie Sheen's needs to be run out and he better watch it. Listen to me, you traitorous trash. We're not going to stop. You understand that? Defending this republic. We actually love this country, and we're going to beat you. We're going to come back, get into all of it. The Pravda hoax. Rosie O'Donnell, is she really being cowed? We told her there'd be news on Monday. That's not the info we're getting.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For those of you just joining us, I've had to basically gag myself, you know, to tie myself up for the last 2 weeks, knowing what's going on behind the scenes with Rosie O'Donnell. And I still don't want to talk about too much and endanger her position at The View and give any fodder to those that want to have her removed. But we will be walking through that. There is a story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Rosie prepares to strike back for 911 Truth, Insider Scoop, Ground Zero Heroes, impacted by toxic dust, cover up to appear on The View Tuesday. Now, I learned this over the weekend, and that's what she was trying to schedule, either today or tomorrow. So if they were there live today, it'll be on tomorrow. If it's done on Tuesday, it'll be on Wednesday. And that's if she's able to do it. But that's what she's shooting for, and I have Rosie O'Donnell's email. I have her comments. I have very incendiary things she said about Tom DeLay. We can't get into that because we don't want to endanger Rosie O'Donnell. I've also talked to two people deep inside her camp, good friends of hers. One friend who just went on vacation with her last week to Florida, to Miami. And we also, of course, have a prominent 9/11 truther, an extremely prominent 9/11 truther, who has been advising her and talking with her since before she went public. And I know this person very, very well. You know him very, very well. But I'm not going to say who it is until later. It's I don't know. Maybe you can make a guess. But we will have that individual on very soon. Don't worry. And he will be able to tell you, hopefully, fully what's going on. But I will walk through it. Now, I think I should just go ahead and get into the Rosie thing now. Or perhaps I should get into the Pravda story first. The big hoax that so many people have bitten into and taken hold of. Now, for those that haven't heard about it, the report is that Don Imus was going to go public on 9/11 Truth, and that because he was going to go public on 9/11 Truth and had threatened them to go public on 9/11 Truth, that they basically took a statement, the type of statement that he routinely made, and blew it way out of proportion. I'm not going to debate the whole Don Imus firing here. That's all anybody's talking about. They're trying to stage World War III with Iran right now. The globalists are plunging the dollar as we speak. I'm freaking out financially. I mean, just watching my meager savings evaporate into nothing and into dust, and the general public out there in America has no idea even what that means to have a currency devaluation. You're going to find out, America, by the way. All these serious things are happening. More and more evidence of exactly what's killing the honeybees is coming out. More and more evidence that GMO pollen is what's causing massive record allergy spikes across the nation. I've got all this incredibly important news. They're trying to force live cancer virus inoculations on our girls. Now they want to give it to our boys. I've got wall-to-wall news about bombings in the Green Zone, and the occupation could fall. Things are getting so bad. The Guard is now about to be called up to 100%. It's an orgy of important news, and but I think we'll just get into 9/11 first here today. And by the way, we're going to have wide open phones as well. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Paul's doing a little blurb about this hoax. No one seems to really report it on the fact that it's a hoax, other than a few little 9/11 sites that are doing a great job. They've done some research in a clear sign, but let's go ahead first and get into this Pravda article, because it's important. American radio icon Don Imus disgraced, fired after threat to reveal 9/11 secrets. In a clear sign of its intent to rein in dissident American media personalities and their growing influence in American culture, U.S. war leaders this past week launched an unprecedented attack upon one of their most politically connected and legendary radio hosts named Don Imus, after his threats to release information relating to the September 11, 2001 attacks upon that country. According to European reports of the events surrounding Don Imus that have gripped the United States this past week, and when they say according to European reports, they give no link to that. That's a good sign of a hoax right there. It was during an interview with another American media personality, Tim Russert, who is the host of a television program frequently used by U.S. war leaders, wherein, while decrying the state of care being given to American war wounded, stated, "So those bastards want to keep the boys," in reference to U.S. soldiers, "secret with their medical treatment. Let's see how they like it if I start talking about there," in reference to U.S. war leaders, "secrets starting with 9/11. Well, they went through and listened to all the Tim Russert video cast of it and podcast of it, and there's only a couple with Imus, and it's just not true. Then they went in and listened to all of his radio interviews, a whole bunch of them. a pack of 9/11 researchers literally descended on it, and it's just not there. Of course, it's Pravda. It's the joke from the 60s and 70s and 80s of, oh, where'd you read that? In Pravda? Now, they've shaped up a lot in the last 10 years. I mean, I've read a lot of stuff in there that's true. But I'm always, every few months, there's some total piece of not even yellow journalism. I mean, this is just completely pulled out of their, well, it's completely just pulled out of a hat. Okay, I'll say it that way. I mean, this is amazing. Unable to attack such a powerful media figure as Don Imus directly, the U.S. war leaders, and as we have seen many times before, reported and resorted to a massive media attack against him using a racial slur against a women's basketball team, but which has been pointed out by other media outlets was not by any means a rare occurrence for the legendary radio icon to make. But to the U.S. war leaders, Don Imus represented the most serious threat to date of the growing assault against them by American media personalities threatening to expose the truths behind the events of September 11, 2001 and the Iraq-Afghanistan wars, and to such an extent that another American media personality, Rosie O'Donnell, has expressed concerns that the U.S. military leaders could actually imprison Mr. Imus. Well, what she said was, is the thought police are coming and that she doesn't like what he said, but she supports his free speech. And she's always had that free speech position. She's been talking about 1984. She's been talking about Big Brother and Winston Smith. I mean, she's really had her paradigm shifted. We're going to get into that a little bit later. For our past research of the tactics used against those threatening America's war leaders, the likelihood of imprisonment for Don Imus would only occur should he persist in his threats to undermine their authority, and which appears at this time unlikely after the public disgrace he has had to endure. It is expected also that U.S. war leaders' actions against Don Imus will have a further chilling effect upon other American media personalities questioning their authority, such as the popular U.S. movie actor Charlie Sheen, and who was one of the first to question the events of September 11th. And then it just goes on. So they mix in a lot of truth with what I can only call complete and total lies. And this was put together by a Sorka Fall, as reported to the Western subscribers. And it just goes on and on. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's up on JonesReport.com. It's up on InfoWars.net if you want to go read the hoax. And there'll be, again, an article coming out in the next 20 minutes or so up on PrisonPlanet.com dealing with this hoax. And I'm sure Paul will make the same points, but the three key points are, it's Pravda. Number two, they don't give a link to what European sources said that Imus was saying this or doing this. When we've done exhaustive searches off and on for two-plus days, this came out on Friday, by the way. We've been doing exhaustive research, and there is no European press saying this. There is no European press doing this. And it's just completely made up. And then, of course, thirdly, Don Imus was a neocon warmonger who had been, you know, lots of parking lot, glass parking lot comments about the Middle East and Central Asia, and lots of just kill all the Palestinian comments. So, and then they tried to claim that he was going to meet with that New Jersey governor. I haven't been able to find proof of that. And then on his way to meeting, the New Jersey governor got run over, by the hit and run out of millions of people in that city. And that was a message. I mean, give me a break. And it just spins out of control. And now, guaranteed, I'll get an email in a week or a month, or it's on the message boards right now. I saw it. Hey, look at these kooks. Oh, yeah, and I bet Charlie Sheen never really said it either. Or I bet they're going to get him. It's just they mix in all this bull with real stuff that's going on, and it just discredits the whole. Their favorite tactic. And for months, I'll have people calling in and emailing me, did you hear about Don Imus? He was going to go public on 9/11. There is about a 1% chance this is accurate. There's about a 1% chance, maybe 1% chance, this is accurate.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation, The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in Prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight on the Birds here at the Genesis Network. And then, of course, you can listen 24 hours a day at Infowars.com. As the show ends every day at 2 p.m. Central, it just restreams on the Internet. And we have a free daily podcast you can go subscribe to at Infowars.com. And help us get the word out about this. Tens of thousands of people are using it. But frankly, we want a lot more to become aware of the fact you just subscribe to it. You click subscribe. It automatically downloads every day into your MP3 or iPod or video pod. You still listen to audio on most of those systems. And as you know, I don't know why I'm explaining that to people, but it's just a great system, and it's free, and you just subscribe to it. If you don't have a iPod or you don't have a system like that, you're not a big computer person, they are very easy to use, and I just love my iPods. It's one of the few things, one of the few possessions I actually like. I think I've got like four of them, five of them, going back a few years, different models of them. But you do want to keep your, policy on it, because they want one iPod might last 2 years, another might break in a month. They're delicate. Well, I wouldn't even call them delicate. I guess you do beat them up and use them and drop them. My point is, now this is not a computer show, and I'm not even a tech-savvy person. I'm already digressing off and picturing little iPods with music and audio and books on tape. I just love them. Free podcasts of the three-hour show every day. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want at Infowars.com. Okay, I'm done talking about Pravda, and I'm going to start getting into this now. When I get back from the break, I will detail it. And I guess reading over this article, I was thinking this morning, there's a little bit more I can reveal as well. It's not just in this article, then we can have it added to the article. And it's up on prisonplanet.com. It is a very important story. Rosie has been silent on 9/11 for about 2.5 weeks. National firestorm, still have all the big national talk show hosts, neocons, beating the drum from CNN to Fox to Bill O'Reilly on radio that she should be fired, that everybody should be arrested, basically. And we can now reveal what Rosie is at least telling her confidants in email and in person, and what she's relaying to friends and family that she is planning to do. I mean, I have this confirmed in triplicate. Rosie prepares to strike back for 9/11 truth. That is the headline on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Rosie prepares to strike back for 9/11 truth. Insider scoop. Ground Zero heroes impacted by toxic dust cover up to appear on The View Tuesday. That's what I was told over the weekend. That directly from Rosie O'Donnell. But we'll see if that indeed happens. That is directly from Rosie O'Donnell. I have it in writing. It continues, contradicting reports that Rosie O'Donnell is set to cease her vocal stance against the Bush administration and the 9/11 cover-up, we can exclusively reveal that Rosie is preparing to strike back by featuring interviews with 9/11 heroes and first responders, themselves victims of a government cover-up that allowed them to breathe deadly toxic dust at Ground Zero. A headline on the Drudge Report today reads, Rosie no more, impeach Bush talk on The View over. And it's a big Drudge headline, along with the other hoax that he's got up there that Don Imus got fired over 9/11, which suggests O'Donnell is backing down from her controversial comments that led top neocon free speech haters to call for her dismissal. The story links to Rosie's blog in which she, quote, promises to talk about other things, and she just has a rambling thing. She goes, well, I'll be talking about other things this week than what I was, and I'll just be screaming inside. And I guess that does, you could interpret that she's going to be backing off. We know now that other things include the government's criminal cover-up of the Ground Zero toxic dust scandal that is now killing 9/11 heroes in large numbers. And we should add, she's got to get it past a neocon producer who is a gatekeeper. So, again, that's key. She has gone through pressure. Rosie has been pressured. There is a neocon gatekeeper, and she did reveal to us that there has been a lot of freaking out at the show and a lot of, quote, still dealing with what she said in the past weeks. And she makes millions of dollars a year off the show, folks. She's putting all that in danger. Again, she does some things that are silly and ignorant in the past, but she's got guts, and guts is enough. We'll come back, continue with this article, and cover a little bit more as well, and we'll take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. And I do know that we have a lot of callers that are already patiently holding, like Richard, John, Richard, Chris, Zach, and many others. I'm Alex Jones. It's GCN Radio.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called SlenderFX. SlenderFX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of SlenderFX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of SlenderFX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
That's right, and he's at Virginia Tech.
Swerving like a toad.
They're reporting at least 20 people dead. They were saying 21. This just broke in the last 10 minutes. First, they said that 9 people had been shot and wounded. Now, then they said 21 dead fatalities. Now they're saying 20 dead. Who knows what the real numbers are? In every case, the guy in the 80s going to the McDonald's and killing 30-something people turned out definite government op. We know that Columbine was a government op. We know that the kid up in Minnesota was a government op. It's always the same MO. They're always with weird government psychiatrists. They're always on Prozac. Let's get a report out on this right now at PrisonPlanet.com. They're always on some serotonin reuptake inhibitor. In Tasmania, the famous shooting that got guns basically pretty much banned over there, where he killed 20-something people. He'd been in a government mind control facility connected to the Tavistock Institute. I mean, it was incredible. The guy that shot John Lennon, of course, had been involved with World Vision, the big Christian CIA front group that has like these brainwashing camps overseas and refugee centers. The guy that shot Reagan's dad headed that up, and he'd also been at one of those camps. I mean, over and over, the shooters come from there. In every case, so look for him to be on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Now, if it isn't a, if he isn't a government mind control operative, and this is real, folks, this is documented in congressional testimony, that these people exist, like Sirhan, all of it, with Bobby Kennedy and the rest of it, woman in the polka dot dress, all of it. If it isn't that, it's video games. And because it creates instinctive shooting, that's why it was created for the military, and how to continually shoot and how to continually move on and shoot more targets. And I've been looking for 100 to get killed. They're going to have the right kind of mind control operative who they've already been training since childhood, who also will be a big video game fan that'll keep them kind of in the program. It's actually a Pentagon programming tool. They developed it. Doom and such games, and they're just, I mean, they'll probably kill 100, it could be 200. What they'll do is they'll lock a school down, because when the guy goes in now, they lock them down, so they, so you can't get out, you're just like, ah! And they're just, you know, like the Terminator. You know, you can hear the music in the background. This is absolutely disgusting, but look, hundreds of thousands get killed every year in car accidents, thousands get struck by lightning. I haven't checked in the World Almanac in years, but shooting deaths themselves is like 14th. Sometimes it's 12th, sometimes it's 15th, but it's been, you know, those different numbers every year. Children have a much better chance of drowning in mop buckets. Children have a better chance of dying in high school sports. You know, that's official numbers. Now, some years guns are more. If there's some big shooting, that year it'll be more. But on average, high school sports, rugby, football, even baseball kills more people. I don't know. One time I hit a baseball and went right into a kid's head and just like basically knocked his eye out. It was like, I almost blinded him. I think he got his, he was able to see, they were able to fix the eye, but didn't mean it. I mean, I hit the ball, went right into his face. And I guess they didn't, you know, I was only like 10 years old, but I slugged it. That's the kind of stuff that, and it was a softball actually. They're not very soft. That's the type of thing that goes on. Doesn't matter. There's going to be hysteria endlessly. The Democrats now are going to launch. Even Rush Limbaugh years ago would say, why is it every time they introduce legislation this happens? They got their assault weapons ban shot down. Bush was very angry about that. And there'll be a new reign of terror against the Second Amendment, despite the fact that these things are always suspicious. They're always on government push drugs. All these other statistics show that you have a better chance of, again, drowning that you do than dying from a gun. Dying from a shooter. If you average in suicides, and people are going to do that regardless, then it would be higher than drowning. But your chances of being shot, and by the way, they average in people getting shot, gangbangers killing each other. That's averaged in. And the lion's share of that is gangbanger fights from Detroit to Dallas to Houston to Los Angeles to New York to Chicago. Here's the report right now. At least one dead, others injured in Virginia Tech shooting. Now, again, the AP and others are going to be behind. Okay, this is 20 minutes old. 10 minutes ago, less than 10 minutes ago, about 5 minutes ago, when I was watching CNN, they were reporting they're just going to keep reporting it, that first it was 21 dead, now they're saying 20 dead. I wonder if the SWAT team sat outside forever. Doesn't sound like it, or we would have already heard about this on the news. The chief is saying at least 20 dead in campus shootings. The Virginia Tech police chief said at least 20 dead, 20 people were killed in twin shootings on the Blacksburg campus Monday morning. Twin shootings. Twin. This is getting, this is, oh my God. Some victims were shot in the classroom. Chief Wendell Fincham said, remember the Beltway snipers? Remember all those other ops? Remember the Maryland snipers, the D.C. snipers? Remember all that? And all, it's been total black op, folks. Total government operation. I mean, that thing, I could talk for hours about that. I mean, that was just a classic M.O. You really had other shooters that witnesses kept seeing, white guys in white vans. Then you grab your mental patient patsies. Some victims were shot in the classroom, Chief Wendell Fincham said, adding that the gunman was dead. President Charles Steiger called the shootings a tragedy of monumental proportions. A hospital spokesman told the Associated Press that 17 Virginia Tech students were being treated for gunshot wounds and other injuries. And now they're just going to turn that campus into a total police state with metal detectors and guards everywhere, and you'll pay more tuition for it. And then when there is another shooting, the guards will run off and hide. They got armed guards up in Minnesota. They got armed guards in a bunch of these shootings. And they run and cower. Usually they're not even armed. SWAT teams, 4 hours, 15 minutes at Columbine, everybody bled to death because they needed a higher death toll. All those big bombs didn't go off, the 100-plus bombs those two guys supposedly brought in. The armed security all pulled back and went to have lunch. Totally staged, folks. Totally staged. So there was a little bit of upset there with the commanders that they hadn't gotten their full death toll that was supposedly going to be in the hundreds, and over half the school didn't show up that day. It was so known what was going to happen. You know, black ops don't always go like you want them to, do they? And so you had to wait 4 hours and 15 minutes to make sure everybody bled to death. And it's admitted that the SWAT team shot at least 2 of the students trying to exit. And the other students reported other men in black masks actually doing the shootings. One person, back to this, a hospital spokeswoman told the Associated Press that 17 Virginia Tech students were being treated for gunshot wounds and other injuries. Sharon Honaker at a Carrollton New River Valley Medical Center told CNN that 4 parents have been transported there, one in critical conditions. Says one person was killed, the others were wounded in multiple locations inside the dormitory. About 7:15 a.m., Flinsham said. 2 hours later, another shooting at Norris Hall, an engineering building. 2 hours later. Oh, somebody's running around shooting everybody, but you can't stop it. And we didn't hear about it on the news. I was on Drudge. I was on the news this morning. What is going on here? I mean, the fact that this wasn't, that place wasn't already had troops, you know, that's what the police are, swarming it, is insane. And let me just give everybody a news flash. If somebody's around my neighborhood shooting people, I'm going to get my gun. It's right here beside me. I'm going to go out and I'm going to start shooting them. Of course, the cops are so dumb, they'll probably shoot me. But, I mean, I don't know how people just sit around. Is some guy shooting, and then hours later, he's shooting somewhere else on the campus? Somebody's going around shooting people. Man, I'm going to go gun them down. Let me just give everybody a news flash. And that's what they did back when the tower shooter in the 60s was up there blasting people. Everybody just pulled up, pulled the rifles out, and pinned him down so the police could, and we've had the police on here that did that, could go up there and kill that piece of garbage. Not anymore, man. You start pulling your guns out of citizens trying to help the cops, I guarantee you they'll just blow your guts off right up against the wall because they've been trained we're the enemy. They'll splatter you all over the cement. It goes on here. One person was killed and others were wounded at multiple locations inside a dormitory about 7:15 a.m., Flinsham said. 2 hours later, another shooting at Norris Hall, an engineering building, resulted in multiple casualties, the university reported. And by the way, go to CNN, get that audio. We're going to play that, John. Go to CNN and go to that story. Chief, at least 20 dead in campus shootings. Third paragraph's got a video. I want to play that. The first reported shooting occurred at West Ambler Johnson Hall, a co-ed dormitory that houses 895 students. The dormitory, one of the largest residents of the hall, 2,600-acre campus, is located near the drill field and stadium. Now, again, this could just be some disgruntled nut who hates the girls. You know, it could be that, too. Very low probability. Every time we give them the benefit of the doubt, think it's just some nut. I hope it's a nut. But generally, special psychiatric care, usually with a former top government colonel in psych warfare, and that'll be totally ignored in the media. They'll be hopped up on drugs. And they would have been gone for a couple months at strange facilities. They'll have a Pentagon email. I mean, this is what always happens. Buford Furrow, the Jewish Center in L.A. It goes on to say, Amy Steele, editor-in-chief of the campus newspaper, said one of her reporters at the dormitory reported mass chaos. I mean, back in the day when my dad was going to UT, they just all had their guns right there with them because they'd go out shooting. That guy wouldn't have been around long. The reporters said there were lots of students running around going crazy, and the police officers were trying to settle everyone down and keep everything under control. Yeah, that's the modern world. Keep everybody under control. The cops should have ignored the people running around, and they should have gone seeking and destroying for who had the weapon. And cops used to do that in the past. They were fearless. I mean, I've studied it. Not now, man. They all wait for orders and put their body armor on and wet themselves like a bunch of pieces of filth. I mean, I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. I mean, you instinctively should just spring into action to kill somebody that's going around blasting innocent people. The reporter said there were lots of students running around going crazy. So I guess this is like Columbine, where this just went on for hours. Oh, my God. See, I didn't even know what was going on. And I said, this went on for hours, black op. Hours and hours. And then it's just now on CNN. This is, oh my gosh. It's just the same MO every time, see? The reporter said there were lots of students running around going crazy. The police officers were trying to slow everybody down and keep everything under control, according to the to Steele. And it says, Kristen Heiser said she was in a class at about 9:30 a.m. Now, understand, they're shooting people. This is probably a group of people. That'll probably get reported, but then it'll just be one patsy. If this is an op. So this is going on at 7 in the morning, and now at 9:30, it's still going on. Kristen Heiser said she was in class by 9:30 a.m. when she and her classmates saw about six gun-wielding police officers run by a window. We were like, what's going on? Because they definitely is a quaint town where stuff doesn't really happen. It's pretty boring here, said Heiser, and that's where the feds always strike, during a phone interview as she sat at her classroom floor. I've been telling you we're going to have like a Beeslawn massacre, which we told you was an inside job. The reporter that tried to cover it got drugged and poisoned, and then when she wouldn't shut up, they gunned her down at her house. And this is simple. Guys put on masks, they go in, then they evacuate out the back, the military blows the front of the building off, and machine guns people as they try to run to safety. Same thing with the theater. You got government operatives do the kidnapping, they put on masks. And the people that survived saw this. They put masks on, then the gas comes in, then they escape out the back. Now, in Saudi Arabia, with some of the bombings, the Saudi media reported that the U.S. was there in the U.S.-controlled compounds helping them get to safety. It's the same M.O. over and over. It's easy. We were like, what's going on? Because this is definitely a quaint town. Student Matt Waldron said he did not hear the gunshots because he was listening to music, but he heard police sirens and saw officers hiding behind trees with their guns drawn. Hiding behind trees. Hiding behind trees. You find out where the shots are coming from, and you it's your job. You signed up. You've got the Billy Bob, your tough attitude. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to charge the tower or charge the building. I don't want to hear it from you. Cops in the past did it. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you signed on for. And you go in there and you kill that son of a bitch. Excuse me, I'm sorry. That's what you do, and I don't want to hear it. Over and over again, you sit there for hours, wetting yourselves nowadays because you're cowardly scum. You stopped becoming defenders of the people, and you became revenue generators, and all the training was about how to keep yourself safe and how it's you against the people and all your bull. And I know there's real cops out there that would have gone in there and taken this person out, but they're so trained to go under orders, they had to wait till the boss got there. The boss is always some lily-livered coward who licks boots to move up the chain. You know, who plays pinochle with the limp-wristed dean, you know what I mean? And you got to wait till your little wobbly, nelly police, you know, boss shows up, and then you're all sitting there, it's just or you're fired. They train you how to be cowards. Student Matt Waldron said he did not hear the gunshots because he was listening to music, but he heard police officers hiding behind trees with their guns drawn. They told us to get out of there, so we ran across the drill field as quick as we could, he said. Waldron described the scenes of the campus mayhem, watching students, recording of police, and it goes on. There's several clips here. Get the cops shooting, and get the. Do you have those clips ready yet, John? No, it's okay. We'll get it after the break. Start playing it, but get the gunshot one, too. Under that, it was kind of scary, he said. These two kids, I guess, had panicked and jumped out of the top-story window, and the one kid broke his ankle, and the other girl was not in good shape, just lying on the ground. It's better than getting shot up there in the dorm. See? Oh, it's a gun-free zone. I mean, if I would have lived in a dorm in college, folks, I guarantee you I'd have had a gun, and somebody would have started going around shooting. I'd have gone and just... I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean... I remember talking to my dad growing up. I said, what did you do? Somebody came in your office and was up here robbing. He goes, well, I just like I was hunting a deer, I'd real quietly come up to the edge here and I'd with my pistol and I'd shoot him a couple times in the back. Or, you know, that's how you handle it. You just sneak up on them like you're hunting quail and you kill them. And if you got people inside a building that are being shot, you charge in there and you take them out. I mean, this is what real men live for. I don't know. I mean, I just can imagine. I know right now I'd charge in there and kill that SOB. And I'd probably get shot. It just doesn't matter. I don't understand how we became such cowards. Men used to like to defend innocence. Men used to like to go after bullies. Men used to like to go after scum. I mean, that's what you're here for. That's why you're a man. You metrosexual cowards. We'll be right back.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell. All right. CNN and Fox are both reporting that the guy's been killed, but they're telling everybody to stay indoors. I guess while the guys in gunny suits evacuate, because there might be a gunman on the loose. Now, again, this could be some nut, but that's a low probability because we've seen this so much, and the fact that this drug on for hours is very suspicious. I'm told we've got a caller 1 mile from this in Virginia named Matt. Matt, thank you for joining us. What's going on?
Well, I'm about a block away from where the whole thing happened. I woke
a block.
Up in the corner.
Okay, you're a block. I'm gonna start over. Tell us the town you're in, what you're witnessing.
Blacksburg, Virginia. I'm on the campus of Virginia Tech, and woke up this morning to loudspeakers going off saying that there is a shooter on campus. Please stay inside. And they just put up this big loudspeaker system because we had another school shooting a while back at the beginning, the first day of the school year. A guy went nuts and shot a couple of cops. This is the real deal. There, the first report was that there were two shooters. And
always the same. It's, oh my God, two shooters total.
Report.
Oh my God.
So then, basically, then what it's shaped into so far is that there was a guy who shot three people at AJ dorm, which is just, oh, it's about a half mile from here, and then fled across campus, went into a classroom, and killed everybody. And then killed himself is the word.
And I bet money if the cops would have scrambled immediately, they could have seen this guy running around with a gun. They should have just attacked him. I just cannot believe it. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I've studied this stuff. When people tried this in the past, the cops just killed them. I mean, the cops didn't used to be like this. I just can't believe it.
Well, this is crazy because we've had four bomb threats this week on the same street. There was another bomb threat today, and they had to evacuate all these rescue vehicles because of another bomb threat. I mean, they pulled out the whole – there was every cop in three counties out here just the other day right on this very street.
Well, that shows – listen, this has got black op written all over it. That's right. I remember hearing about the last shooting. You got a shooting there in this little rural area, then another one, weird bomb threats. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You've got it. Somebody's got to get to the school surveillance camera tapes and data banks. I bet you're going to see a lot of suspicious people in there. Now, they're saying they've killed the shooter now. Is that what they're saying?
No. What I heard last was that he had killed himself, and they've kind of dropped the two-shooter thing. That I haven't heard anything else about that. And it looks, from the activities of the police, it looks like it's over. There was a big shift a few hours back.
Let me ask you, what's your gut on this, Matt?
I don't know yet, Alex. I'm going to have to wait and hear how it all rolls out. All I can tell you is what I've heard so far, and I've never seen anything like this in this town. And I will say this, it's been a very strange week living where I'm living because, like I said just a couple of days ago, every cop in three counties, they were all in their SWAT gear and everything. Somebody's been calling in bomb threats all week. And I don't know. Isn't that kind of strange?
Well, that could be the crazy person, or it could be somebody inside intelligence that didn't want this black op to go forward.
Bottom line, maybe up to 35 people.
35 now dead. I just saw that during the break. They were saying over 30. This is absolutely disgusting. Look, immediately, it's time to rearm the pilots. It is time, because they were armed, they could be armed before 9/11, 2 months before they changed the law, very suspicious. It's time that if a professor wants to have a gun, that there be a secured lockbox. They go take some certification course. There be a secured lockbox underneath their table or desk. And it's time to trust the citizenry again. And this piece of garbage might have been able to kill four or five people. But I guarantee you every other professor would want to go
right.
and they'd have killed this son of a bitch. I'm sorry to talk like that, but people have been killed, and I'm tired of it. And stay there, Matt, I want to get you on the other side, and I want to debrief you on everything you've seen as somebody that lives on campus. Okay, Matt?
Sure, thank you.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back with Matt, who joins us from Virginia on the campus where there has been massive killing.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.